get ourselves started now, and I'll just ask that everybody remembers to mute their phone. So, good morning. Welcome to the Mayor's Health Table, and we'll start off the morning with messages from Mayor Pierce.
Good morning, and thanks again, everybody out there, especially taking the time Easter Sunday morning. A very, very important day for friends and family, and it's an important day to get a message out of working together to beat the virus. We've got Dr. Canton on the line, and thanks so much for taking the time, Dr. Canton, for being here, and we'll pass it over to you.
Good morning. Thank you. Apologies for not being able to be there, but I'm at the office with the team trying to deal with all our urgent matters as we have been doing. So at this point in time, I can confirm that there are no new positive cases in the PHU for the last 24 hours. The current number of confirmed positive cases is 39. We are aware that there's been a report through a provincial database of 40, but at this point in time, the team's looking into that's more of a data entry item, and we will be able to provide an update on that, but we are at 39. As of yesterday, 663 tests were completed. We have positives of 39, negative 492. 132 tests are pending. 14 cases have now been resolved, and as we unfortunately are aware, two are deceased. So again, we know that COVID-19 is circulating in our area and in our communities, and on this weekend especially, we encourage and thank everyone for working together and really working hard to protect all community members, especially those at greater risk of infection, and especially everyone, as we want to see as few cases as possible and obviously limit any tragic outcomes that we can. Today, the Port Cochrane Health Unit COVID information line is open from 11 to 3. And we continue to book people into the assessment center for assessment and treating in Timmins. And throughout the week, we will see assessment centers open in Iroquois Falls, Cochrane, Kapuskasing, Hearst, and Hornsdale, as well as Timmins. So that is going to be a great opportunity for increased assessment. As we see the community transmission of COVID-19 occurring, we really continue to reinforce the important messages that everyone, except those who are working in essential workplaces, need to stay home as much as possible. Please limit any opportunities to be outside of your home. Make sure you're washing your hands often and well, not touching your face, coughing or sneezing into a sleeve or a tissue. And again, when you are out in public for your essential errands only, please maintain 2 meters physical distancing from those around you. These are the most critical steps that will really help us prevent the spread of COVID-19. If you're not feeling well, we really, really need to urge everyone and make sure that we're able to support everyone to stay home. We ask everyone who's not feeling well, even if it's mild, we recognize that often COVID-19 is a very mild infection. It may just be a runny nose. You may just be feeling more tired. Please stay home. Self-isolate yourself. Follow up with the Porcupine Health Unit, your primary care provider, and please help us prevent the spread. We recognize that guidance changes often, and we continue to provide the updated guidance, and we thank everyone for their patience with these changes. We also want to urge everyone to continue to share the guidance and share the messages, but remain kind. It's not a time to blame one another. It's a time to come together, to support one another, to understand that people are facing different circumstances and challenges within this overall challenging, unprecedented time, and remain kind. Remain patient. This holiday weekend, we want everyone to continue to work together to stop the spread of COVID-19. Celebrate with only your immediate household family members. Find other ways to stay socially connected with other loved ones, and avoid traveling between communities for visiting. Please do not take a holiday from stopping the spread. Again, we need to come together. We need to stay kind and supportive through these challenging times. We are all in this together. keep physically distant, but socially close. Stay home if you're feeling unwell. Wash your hands often. Stop the spread. Stay well. Stay kind. We're all in this together. Thank you. Merci. Miigwech.
Are there any questions for Dr. Cannon at this time? Thank you. Hearing none, Dave.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Cannon. At this point, there's not a message today from the Senate, although they remind you not to invite COVID-19 to your dinner table this weekend. But stay safe, stay home with immediate family members only, and wash your hands often. Next, we'll ask for an update from the Cochrane DSAP.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Brian Marks. For emergency medical services, we had 22 calls yesterday, 11 in Timmins, and 3 of those calls in Timmins failed the screening protocol. For food security programs, please note that the Friday breakfast at the Lord's Kitchen will be discontinued until further notice. The First Baptist Church, however, provides a hot lunch takeout, so the schedule will still include a hot takeout meal all 7 days of the week. The revised schedule is posted to the DSAP website and will be circulated across all networks. Homelessness, there are no changes from yesterday's update. And I'd like to wish everybody a happy Easter. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Brian. Next, we'll go to Chief Gauthier.
Thanks, Dave. First off, on behalf of the men and women of the Timmins Police Service, I'd like to wish everyone a very, very happy Easter. I just wanted to take a moment to talk about enforcement as it relates to social distancing and the number of calls that we've received. So since the 1st of April, we've received a total of 38 calls for service in regards to people not recognizing social distancing. In some of those cases, however, the calls have gone unfounded, so that was either as a result of the groups dispersing prior to police arrival or the fact that we couldn't find anyone in contravention. You heard Dr. Catton ask about 3 or 4 times this morning or this afternoon about being polite and respectful. So I can't emphasize this enough. We got a call for service yesterday where an individual assaulted one of my officers and charges are going to be laid there. I can't give you any more specific details as it relates to this. I was just advised of this morning. However, I'm sure Mark DePolizzi will be following up with a media release probably on Tuesday. You know, as it relates to small convenience stores, I don't care if it's a gas station, a large box store, pharmacies, or even the large grocery stores, business owners are well within their right to ask us to do certain things in these unprecedented times. You heard Dr. Catton talk about this. Whether that means walking down an aisle in a certain direction to sanitizing your hands prior to walking into that business, or whether it's as simple as one person from each household being asked to enter and while someone else waits outside, they're well within their right to do this, and we have to respect that. These are difficult times. I'm aware of that. It's not the norm. It certainly isn't. And if you're asked to leave by a business owner, you have to leave if you're failing to comply with their direction. So I guess that's my message today, Dave. Thank you very, very much, and I'll continue to monitor over the long weekend.
All right, thank you, Chief. At this point, we'll turn to the media if there's any questions for any of the reports this morning. Okay, hearing none, then we'll turn it over to Mayor Perry for some closing remarks. Thank you.
Today is Easter Sunday, as we all know, the time of miracles. It's okay to ask for one. God won't mind. The message has been clear and concise and unequivocal since day one. that we respect each other by staying 6 feet apart, coughing into our cuff, our shoulder, our armpit, our elbow, and washing our hands. Our message has always been that we want to protect those that are the most vulnerable in our society. If the news that we have an infected individual at Fruitvale Lodge, we must take the time to extend our prayers and our well wishes to everybody that's there, the people that work there, the residents, and all families and friends associated with that facility. It'll be a time of anxiousness and worry and fret. I will say, and this is a personal message to the family of the individual that's infected, having grown up with that family, I can tell you, if there's ever one individual in their 90s that would survive this, it is your mother and grandmother. She has an iron, she has a spine of steel and a faith that would rival Mother Teresa. To all others that are there, again, we offer our prayers and our best wishes through this trying time. Of course, it's Easter. It's a time for children. The children are there. Grandchildren are asking us, why can't we be together this Easter? It's because we love you. It's because we love you unequivocally. We couldn't bear the thought of introducing this to you or your parents. It's Easter. It's a good time to tell people that you love them. The people in your family, your neighbors, your co-workers. Tell them that you love them. It'll bring a smile to your face, and it'll bring a smile to their face. I love you guys. We love you too. Glad you're here. So tell people that you love them. It's important to share that message. To those that are out there, that are worried, the parents that are worried about their children in these times, remember it's Easter. When I was a kid growing up, our parents were afraid of things like tuberculosis and polio. And Easter was the Easter Seals campaign initially started focused on polio, and there was a Timmy. So there was a lot to worry about with previous generations first, and so now we face the virus that we can protect ourselves by remaining 6 feet apart, coughing into our elbow or our sleeve or our cuff, and washing your hands. For those out there in this time and the next couple weeks, may be very stressful, that are looking for strength and look to higher powers, read the 23rd Psalm. I read it again this morning. My favorite version is the King James Bible. Those who haven't read it in a while, pick it up and read it. You'll find some strength there, I'm sure. For those that look personally, there's a poem out there that I probably was introduced to in grade 9 with either our English teacher, Mr. Caldick, our Latin teacher, Mr. Edwards, and it's Invictus. I wasn't going to read it all, but hearing the chief message, I think I will, and I'm going to take great literary liabilities, I guess, or with this reading, because I'm going to change the I for we, and I want you to think about Timmins. I want you to think about the context of what we can do as citizens of Timmins. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, we thank whatever God may be for our unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, we have not winced or cried aloud under the bludgeonings of chance. Our head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find us unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. We are the masters of our fate. We are the captains of our soul. This virus beats us. if we lose our civility. And we can't lose our civility. We get through this acting together. Invictus means unconquered. And Timmins, we will be unconquered. Happy Easter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor Perry, and thank you to the media for joining us today.